Hello, hello, and welcome back to Generation Slay, the podcast where we interview the Gen Z creators, innovators, and entrepreneurs who are absolutely killing it in their fields. I'm your host, Emma Havakorst. I'm a senior at Fordham University, a social media manager, and a Gen Z consultant. I'm also your stereotypical Taurus, ambitious, stubborn, a little bit lazy sometimes, and a severe chai latte addict. I've been blogging since I was 13, interning since I was 15, and doing school during the rest of my waking hours. So, you know, I've been working hard over here for a hot minute, and I have absolutely no doubt that you are and you have been doing the same exact thing wherever you are. So thank you for taking some time out of your day to listen. You know, guys, this week has been a good one. The long weekend for President's Day definitely was very helpful, and I got extra, extra lucky because my professors all decided they wanted to take extra long trips, I guess. So I basically got like 5.5 days off of class instead of 4. Yeah, because it's a long weekend, so. Or 3. Yeah, so I got basically 5.5 days off of class instead of 3. Pardon my inability to count. Basically, you all heard me absolutely like complaining about how overwhelmed and stressed I was last week. So talk about like a much, much needed break. It was so helpful. It was so wonderful. I mean, literally on Sunday, Monday? When a weekend's that long, it all blurs together. You guys know what I mean. One of the days I took to my Instagram stories, I did one of those little like, let your followers choose your day with polls. And my wonderful, wonderful friends allowed me to have a lazy day, not do any work, and watch the Avengers and eat popcorn. But popcorn in pink, not the popcorn in green. And let me just tell you, I was very late on Avengers Endgame, but 10 out of 10. So good. So happy I watched it. Sad people didn't warn me that I was going to cry as much as I did. I feel like that warning was necessary. So anyways, after that nice relaxing weekend, I'm very glad to report motivation is back up and running. We are starting to wrap up this wonderful season 2, and I think it's actually going to be over in a little more than a month, so you guys may only have 5 episodes left, maybe less at this point. And we're starting to plan for season 3. So there's definitely a lot of very exciting stuff coming up the pipeline. Obviously, if you have ideas, if you have people you want to see on season 3, hit us up on Insta, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up wherever. Where we have all the socials, they're all in the description, blah, blah, blah. And just tell us who you want to see. Comment, annoy the shit out of me, I don't care. Just tell us who you want. So, that all being said, it's finally a good week. We're back on the same page. We're back. We're kicking. We have the ball rolling again after a little bit of a slow week last week. And I am so excited to share the guest for this week, who I already know that you're all gonna love because you've all been loving all of the posts I've been sharing in between obviously the interview clips and announcements on Insta, and most of those, the wonderful motivational self-care related posts that I do on Insta, they are usually designed by our wonderful, wonderful guest. So, our guest this week is Gabby Frost. She is 21 and she is the founder and CEO of Buddy Project, which is a nonprofit organization aiming to prevent suicide and raise awareness for mental health. She's also currently a member of American Eagle's inaugural AE by Me Council, which is such an incredible project that we talk a bunch about in this interview. So when Gabby was 14, she realized that many of her friends from school and online were going through and dealing with a lot of mental illness. And as a result, she decided to create Buddy Project in April of 2013 after discovering three girls on Twitter who were all contemplating suicide. Gabby thought that by pairing people with a friend online, it could prevent suicide by giving young people a peer support group. So Gabby has obviously, because her work is incredible, received multiple awards and honors for Buddy Project, including the Shorty Award for Teen Activism, which is so cool, and the John Fitzgerald Kennedy Memorial Award. Her work has been featured on the Huffington Post, Instagram, Teen Vogue, Now This News, Oprah Magazine, USA Today, and Fox 29 Philly. She is also a rising senior at Drexel University, majoring music industry with a concentration in business. And we chat about that too. Gabby is wonderful. I mean, come on, she's a mental health advocate. She is on the American Eagle Council. She's won such incredible awards. She cares so much about people. She's a senior in college with a major in music industry, a concentration in business. And she, like, has the best illustration account on Instagram, too. Yeah, I know. I don't know how she finds the time either, but we talk about that because people constantly blow my mind. I just whined for 2 minutes about how last week I just wanted to lay in bed, and Gabby's doing all of this. So I have absolutely no doubt you're going to be inspired, you're going to be motivated, you're going to be reminded to take care of yourself, to follow your passions. This is such a good one, guys. I am so excited for you to hear it. So enjoy the interview. Hi, Gabby. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. So just to kick things off, can you tell me a little bit about you and your background?
Yeah, so I'm 22. I'm from the suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I currently go to school in Philly. I am a mental health advocate, and I mean, I'm into a lot of different causes, but mental health is my main one. I started a nonprofit when I was 15 for mental health awareness and suicide prevention called Buddy Project. I initially started it off not planning for it to be a nonprofit. We actually became one about 2.5 years after I started it. But what made me want to create it was the fact that I used to be really engaged on fangirl Twitter, like One Direction, Justin Bieber, like a bunch of YouTubers and people like that. I followed a lot of people and like tried to become friends with people like all throughout the world that just had the same interests as me. I noticed that a lot of people who I followed or like people I was following, like their mutual followers, were thinking of suicide and just like using social media kind of as this outlet to talk about it. A lot of the people didn't really have supportive friends or family, so they kind of used Twitter as a way to find support. There was a specific night where three people I was following were all thinking of suicide like pretty severely. And after I, like, tweeted them and tried to make sure, like, they were okay, I kind of, like, started to think more and more, and I wanted to do something about it. I know, like, I knew back then and, like, still do, there's, like, a lot of mental health nonprofits, but there aren't really that many specifically geared at Gen Z and, like, young people. So I wanted to have this community where it would be kind of centered on young people and connecting them based on what their mutual interests are, not as a way to be like an alternate to therapy or professional help, but more as just like that peer support system, because having like professional support is very important, but you also need that peer support in your life. So I wanted Buddy Project to be a way for people to find that. And it's almost been 7 years now, which is really weird to think about. But we now raise money and contribute towards mental health and recovery centers in the United States. Right now, we're kind of focusing on like southeastern Pennsylvania, like around Philly and the suburbs of Philly, because that's where we're based. And we're hoping, like, as we expand and grow, that we can contribute to centers nationally throughout the country.
That's, I mean, it's all so incredible, everything that you've done with Buddy Project. I'm wondering, did that start in kind of quote unquote stan or fandom Twitter, and having these experiences with other people discussing suicide and mental health, is that kind of what kicked you into gear in terms of mental health advocacy and activism, or was that later on? Was that earlier on in your life?
Yeah, so I mean, it basically was really stan Twitter. So at the time, like my best friend and I, we like actually went to elementary school together and stuff, but we weren't like super close. And then like our district specifically, like there were like different middle schools, and we were at the same one in like 7th grade, and then she like moved to another one, and like we became friends like after we like we're at the same school, which I s it still doesn't make any sense, but because of her like having to go to a new school and not knowing people, and like me, I was just like very like lonely. Like I started to have like social anxiety and feelings of that the same time that she had like moved school, so we really like connected and got like really close. But both of us were really into One Direction, and a little bit after we became friends, like within the first couple of months, I guess, she told me that she was going through like self-harm and suicidal ideation and what she thought was like undiagnosed mental illness. So she told me that one day, and I mean, this was also the same time I was like obsessed with Demi Lovato. So she had just started to come out to talk about how she went to rehab and all of that at the same time. And both of those experiences definitely made me a lot more empathetic and kind of led me down like the whole mental health advocacy path. And then meeting all these people online on Twitter kind of strengthened that. There was also, I feel like, a very weird time span. It was like on Twitter and Tumblr where like mental illness and like suicide and self-harm were like extremely glamorized, and then people would always, I mean, people still do it now, but it was more common back then, but people would put like an image and it would be like the suicide hotline, and they'd be like retweet to save a life and stuff like that. So that was when I feel like the conversation got normalized, and that's when I started to learn like kind of the basics of like mental health. Like at least like I knew, I like know for the most part like what most disorders are and like how they can affect people. So I have a lot of like advocacy knowledge, but not like professional knowledge.
Which completely makes sense. So you're graduated, right?
No, I'm going to be graduating in June because I'm at a quarter system school, so no
Got
near
it.
graduation for me.
Well, I'm right there with you. I'm graduating in May. So that's kind of the next thing I want to talk about. You're not graduated. You are at Drexel, I believe, right?
Yes.
Right. So you're at Drexel. You are CEO and founder of Buddy Project, and you have this wonderful illustration art account that's amazingly popular, which we'll get more into in a little bit. But how do you deal with all of that? How do you get that all done and still make time to take care of yourself, especially, when so much of your life revolves around mental health and self-care in some capacity? How do you reflect that on yourself, given that you have so much going on?
Yeah, that was my dilemma last term. So I mean, my schoolwork hasn't really been like that bad when I take primarily, so I'm a music industry major, and because of just the fact that it's like compared to other majors, fairly new and it changes a lot. We don't ever really have textbooks. So mainly in most of my classes, they're like discussion based or just like we read like Harvard Business School articles or something. So those have never been like too like demanding or anything, but it's like the general ed classes I have to take, I automatically get a minor in business. So I've had to take 6 business classes. I just finished the last one last term and it makes me really happy. Those classes were definitely the most demanding because they were all like 4 credits instead of 3, which is like 3 is like the average amount because I know it's like different at some schools.
Right.
But those were like really bad, and I had to like take 2 at a time once. And sometimes like other classes I take end up demanding more work than I like initially like think. So I feel like it's not really a problem with like balancing schoolwork. It's more like my extracurriculars and things like that. Like I'm in a sorority. I've been in like a couple of different on-campus organizations. And also trying to do all of my mental health stuff now, because now like fitting in like my art page in with Buddy Project, and then also trying to do stuff like it'll be like more I do it because of Buddy Project, but it'll kind of be like my own thing. Like when I do speaking engagements or traveling, like sometimes that can be really hard. Last year I definitely like overworked myself, so I came back. I studied abroad in Australia last fall. I came back and I think from like the end of February to like probably September of this year, I was like traveling like all the time. I found out that I was on American Eagle's youth council they started last year and
Right.
traveled a couple of times for that. And then I went to South by Southwest. I did like 2 speaking engagements with Hershey. Trying to think of some other trips. I was in American Eagle's holiday campaign, which was like a 2-week-long trip. It was really
Whoa.
cool though. And then I also went to this like weekend conference in LA for 18 by 18, which is Yara Shahidi's voting initiative. I did a lot. And then in the summer, when I was like traveling, I also juggled an internship at Crisis Text Line. And I was running their social media accounts and making graphics for them and doing a lot of stuff. And I feel like having all of that combined with like wanting to be out of school and like everything, I was in like a really like funky mental health state this last term. And I guess like my whole tip out of this whole thing would be like to take breaks when you need it. Like even if you think you don't need it, like take one anyways, because for me personally, like that being like overworking myself that much like made me not have any content to put out at all. Like I couldn't think of anything mental health related whatsoever. And what was like my coping mechanism felt like something I couldn't even do. And like it was like or it is such a form of self-care for me, and it like wasn't helping. And I don't want other people to get to that state. So I mean, if you're feeling the same way, like you have just no creativity, if you're like feeling like things that don't bring you joy, like that used to, or like you're feeling that way, then definitely take a mental health break. And I know like in a lot of people's situations, like you can't take one forever, but like take one for as long as you think you need to.
Yeah, I mean, that is such wonderful advice, and it really does suck that you had to learn that from experience and from dealing with that kind of burnout, I'm sure. That's really what it is.
Yeah, it was definitely burnout.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I feel like ends up happening, especially with millennials and maybe even more with Gen Z, is all of this crazy
hustle culture
Yeah, I
really
just.
gets us going.
Yeah, I saw a post on like social media that's circulating, and it's like people have forgotten what like hobbies are and stuff, and everyone thinks like if
Yes.
they're good at something or like enjoy something, like you have to make it like some way you can get money out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. It's like people don't know what hobbies are because, yeah, and because everything becomes like a money maker. What can I do to grow this and make it a business? And that's so interesting and also so terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, when do you draw the line, like making something a hobby and making it like something to help support yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little scary. I'd love to touch on the American Eagle Youth Council a little more with you. What is that? How did you get involved? What does that mean for you and the company? So I'm very interested in the whole thing.
Yeah, so last year I got reached out to by an agency like helping them out with it, and basically they kind of just gave me like a really brief like idea of what they were like looking for, and I've been like shopping at American Eagle for a while, so I like was genuinely very like happy and grateful like they even found me and that they were like doing the whole thing. So I found out in like January of last year that I was on it, and then in February they had us like convene together for the first time, and it was like so funny because like we weren't like allowed to say anything until April, and I remember like all of us were like in Pittsburgh because that's where their headquarters is, and we're like, are we even like allowed to like take pictures like saying we're here type of thing. But it was like very exciting because it's the first time like I think like any retail brand has ever done something like this. So I mean it was like really a lot for everyone on like any side of it to like go through having this council, and there were I believe like 9 of us, and then there's like some international people that they have, but there's 9 of us in the US, and I mean we all like range in causes that we're passionate about and stuff, but it's definitely been really exciting. So we've done a couple different campaigns. The first one we helped them work on was Earth Day. So they had this whole campaign where you could like recycle your old denim and they would give you whatever percent off on a new pair of jeans. And then in May of last year, they had a Mental Health Awareness Month hoodie collection and all the proceeds went to Buddy Project. So they ended up
Oh,
donating like 18,000, which was really awesome.
that's incredible.
And then we helped them out with like Pride, and in the summer, like I said, we shot the holiday campaign, which was it was so weird being in like winter clothing in the middle of August. But we did that, and as a part of the holiday campaign, they did a Giving Tuesday campaign, and money went towards delivering good, which they help homeless and underprivileged youth and people like that. And they, I don't know if they have the final number yet, but I know a couple weeks ago or so that they made a story on Instagram saying they had raised over 800,000 so far for that. So I'm really happy
Wow.
about that campaign, how it turned out. We had made these like QR code hoodies and shirts that were sold online for that. And they had like messages on them about like you, like one of them says like youth can make a difference, but like the you and youth is like more like bold than like the TH in youth. So it
Right.
looks like it says you can make a difference too. I'm trying to think of like other things we've done. We had like these feminist tees come out that like all the girls on the council helped design. The guys made their own shirts too, and all the proceeds from those go to Headcount. I think that's the campaigns we've done so far. Yeah, and it's really been an amazing experience having the privilege to like directly have a seat at the table at their headquarters in both Pittsburgh and New York, and like actually seeing like what things look behind the scenes and everything like that. Like, I knew like a lot of companies, in a lot of industries, they have to do things like months in advance, but I didn't realize until like this that you have to really do things like super far ahead. So it's like cool to see how that actually works out.
It's incredible how they're truly taking the advice of so many Gen Zers all over the internet who are constantly asking companies to actually listen to what we want, actually understand our goals and our interests and the things we care about, and for American Eagle to actually create this council of all of you. And I've obviously, you know, looked all of you up, seen what everyone does, and it's truly, it's such an incredible group of people, and I could see it going such a different direction. Like, so many other retail companies would be like, yeah, it's our youth council, and it's going to have Emma Chamberlain and the Dolan twins and, like, X, Y, and Z, other popular influencers. And because that would rake in a lot of attention and a lot of press for them.
Yeah.
But American Eagle truly taking the time to understand and to connect with all of you who have such incredible missions and are such incredible people is, not to say the influencers aren't, I'm just saying it's a different approach that I really respect. And I mean, more brands should do that. I don't know why they don't, but it's very impressive.
Like, behind the scenes, like other brands, like, it's one of those things, like, I want people to copy, like,
yes. Yeah,
when people copy you, like, in that sense, like, you get a little, like, salty, but it's, like, also, it's good if they do copy that type of thing, and I hope to see, like, even other industries do the same thing, because I just, absolutely. I really think, even if they're not, like, teen slash, like, young adult apparel, like, if they're even, like, older brands, like, having people who are advocates, like, I just think it really makes a difference if they have a group of their, like, target market, but people that, like, have this, like, expertise on, like, causes and just, like, what would lead it in a better direction.
It's also so important nowadays when so many brands are looking at, like, corporate social responsibility and trying to figure out how to give their company a mission. And then on the other side, so many companies are getting called out for virtue signaling and, like, pushing this cause that they don't care about. Like, I don't know if you saw, there was a video of, like, screenshots on, I don't know, maybe Twitter or something, that was, like, screenshots of every major company over, like, Pride weekend changing logos. And then just the next day at, like, midnight, all of them changing back.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where, like, companies do get called out. And this kind of counsel and this kind of advocacy starting within the company with people who have been connected to it for a really long time gives the company some sort of basis to work off of if they or anyone internally doesn't have any important ties. It proves that it's not forced or fake or virtue signaling or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, so that was, like, a big thing, like, all of us on the council kind of, like, talked about with Pride, because it's also, like, important when companies do something like that. I mean, American Eagle's, like, shown that they do it for, like, pretty much everything they give money back to.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. Is giving, like, 100% of the proceeds of, like, any product that is, like, for a certain cause. So, like, for Pride, like, they gave all of it. For the mental health hoodies, like I said, they gave all of it. Right. For the tees that we made for Headcount, all of it, Delivering Good, all of it. Like, it's so important that if they actually care, like, they're not going to take profit from something that's that is made and it's meant to be, like, to either raise awareness or to promote empathy or inclusion. Like, it just shows that they really want this money to go to somewhere good and that they don't really, like, care if they make a cent technically off of that product.
Yeah, because they care about the actual cause and the mission, which is really where that disconnect is. And it's why what American Eagle's doing and what you guys are doing on the council is So incredible. But unfortunately, we're going to have to start wrapping it up, even though this is amazing and I could talk to you forever. Before we go, what advice do you have or what insight have you learned throughout your life that you would like to share with fellow young people?
I guess my advice would be to just follow whatever your passion is. I didn't really get to follow my passions right away because I didn't really know how to, and almost kind of went into college with more of like a general major, but realized I had this passion for music. And then even along the way, as I've been in school, like a year ago, kind of realized I wanted to go into music or entertainment or like anything kind of related to pop culture, but in the social impact realm, so that I could blend the two passions I have. And then also like with my art page, I at first was like, oh, well, like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, people, are they even gonna like follow me or like my stuff? And then I kind of just did what I thought and still continue to do what I think is like the best like content that I enjoy making, not making things just to get like engagement. And it's helped me reach a lot more people than I thought I would.
I think that's perfect, because truly that's all you need to do. But there are so many outside influences and other people who have stake in what you do with your life. And at the end of the day, you just gotta, you gotta do what you're passionate about.
Exactly.
And live for you.
Exactly.
So quick, before I let you go, please tell all the wonderful people listening where they can find you online, where they can find Body Project, where they can find your illustrations, all the things, whatever you want. Send them all your way. And obviously I will put everything also in the little show notes. So.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabby Frost or at Buddy Project. And my art page is at gmf.designs. I'm also on Twitter at Gabby_Frost, at Project Buddy, and at GMF Designs, no dot in that one. And you can also follow me on TikTok now. I just started making videos yesterday. Yes. And my username on there is Gabby Frosty, because Gabby Frost is taken.
Oh, rough. I love TikTok. It's so fun.
I just spent like 2 hours on it today.
It's so good. It's so worth it.
I'm going to make wholesome memes, TikToks, whatever. Oh.
Yes, like, please.
Take my I'm gonna like take the content that I post on like my illustrations, but like kind of turn it into a TikTok. Like, I have like a lot of like daily reminder ones I make. So just like doing the thing where you like kind of point or do something to signal over to some part of the like what's visible in the video, but putting the text there. So the one I did yesterday, I'm like, doing things like that. You gotta have wholesomeness on these platforms.
you really do. And that is, I feel like that's a downfall right now on TikTok. I don't see much of that. And I follow a ton of it on Instagram, so it's not like I'm not looking for it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. Okay. Now everyone also has to follow you on TikTok, and I'm doing that immediately because I follow everything else. Thank you so much for being on. This has been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad I finally had the time to do this.
I mean, honestly, we're all going crazy. We're all a little busy, but you know what? It ended up working out. So that's wonderful. And we didn't even get to touch on the fact that, like, you want to go into music and entertainment and all your illustration stuff. So I'm going to have you on again so we can keep chatting.
Yeah, I'm doing, like, a senior project about social impact in music, and then I'm, like, touching upon, like, everything with American Eagle and, like, other industries, too, so I'm going to be very into that topic for a while.
Incredible. Well, thank you again. This has been amazing.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Generation Slay. Make sure to follow us at Generation Slay on Instagram and Twitter for updates and motivation, and check into Insta Stories on Fridays for takeovers by our guests where you can ask questions and get amazing answers, or even get a sneak peek into their daily lives. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so that more people can see the show and can hear the wonderful insights and stories that our guests have to share. In the meantime, always remember, failure is proof that you're trying and putting yourself out there, which is more than a lot of people can say. You're really doing great. Happy hustling, and I'll see you next week. Bye.